106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. Back in the day, I saw Depeche Mode when they played Dodger Stadium, and it was like the heavens were the light show for Depeche Mode, because behind them, the clouds and lightning and thunder and rain and everything looked so incredibly cool. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see a band in that location. We're giving away tickets in the pit for My Chemical Romance. K-Rock, hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Keisha. How are you?
Keisha, I'm doing well. You are caller 20, which means you got tickets in the pit to see My Chemical Romance.
I love you, Kevin. I'm so glad you're back.
Would you be glad I was back if you didn't get tickets in the pit?
Yes, I cried when I found out that you were coming back. So, yeah.
Oh, you're very sweet. I'm glad that you won, and enjoy the concert.
Thank you.
We are going to do What's Up with Florida in a minute. I just got to give you a heads up. It might be the smartest person in Florida has done a science fair project about their cat's beehole. It's Kevin Ryder, sixth grader from Florida's science fair project. It actually says this on the poster. Do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on? A question I've never thought of, because I don't have cat. I'm not a cat person. But this sixth grader decided to skip the cat forums on the internet and instead use the scientific method. Imagine that. Caden Henry is a sixth grader living in Florida, probably smarter than I am, bravely pondering the question that few have been bold enough to ask. Since cats sit wherever they want, they jump up on your counters, your kitchen counters, wherever they want, they sit there. Now you no longer have to wonder. The sixth grader is homeschooled and well-versed in the scientific method, thanks to her mother's PhD in animal behavior with a concentration in feline behavior. And since they own cats, the science experiment was pretty straightforward. And Carrie Hyde, the mother, is a much better mother than I am, because to complete the experiment, Henry and his mom bought non-toxic lipstick and applied it to each of their cat's anuses. I'm out. I'm out before that part, before the lipstick part. I'm out. Caden's experiment covered long-haired, short-haired, and medium-haired cats. And his result and general findings, long hair and medium haired cats' buttholes made no contact with soft or hard surfaces at all. Short haired cats made no contact on hard surfaces. But there was evidence of a slight, I'm reading this, smear on the soft bedding surfaces. So the conclusion is, if you have a short haired cat, welcome to the land of the cat butthole. Go to krock.com and enter for a chance to win tickets for a private show with Slightly Stupid in the helpful Honda Sound Space. You can do that right now. K-Rock, hello. Hello. Got a butt dial.
Yeah, I can't believe it's closed over there. I wonder where it gets on
it.
Hello. Hey, it turns up the Florida and then it turns up the city.
I know, but how far down is it going to go? Not all the way?
Language.
No.
No,
I think it turns right back up I don't know if there is an exit at Woodman. I never remember there being one
ever. Watch your f***ing language on a f***ing butt dial.
Oh, yeah, by the time it gets to f***ing,
Hey.
It's gonna call, like,
Stop saying f***ing.
It's right before,
What's this?
Because those small streets, they don't stop there. It always stops at, like, main streets, like Reseda, Tampa, DeSoto, all those main streets.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, and you're gone.
Oh, yeah. By the time it gets to
All right. I warned you. K-Rock, hello.
Is this for Slightly Stupid?
No, you go to krock.com to get that. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I was trying to win the stupid tickets.
The stupid tickets are at krock.com.
Oh, damn. All right. I thought you said to call in, man.
No, go to krock.com and you can enter to win them.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I can't believe you answered. It's the first time I ever got through.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you. But you get nothing. Good day, sir. Let's talk sports superstition, shall we? I am a huge Los Angeles Kings fan. I love the NHL. I love hockey. I used to love the NBA more, but now I love hockey more. And it's playoff time. And last night was one of the most incredible games that I have ever watched. And I want to ask you if you have sports superstitions, because it's stupid. And I know it's stupid, and I have to do it anyway, because what if? So last night's game, Here are some of the highlights.
Swings across. Shot. Score! Kuzmenko! Kings up 1-0.
Kings lead. Two to nothing. I don't need to go get my lucky shirt. I do have a shirt. I have a shirt that I go get and I put it on. Why? That's stupid. But you have to sometimes. But they didn't need it last night.
Three nothing, LA.
Did you hear what I just said? They didn't need it. Stupid. So L.A. is up 4-0, and then the Oilers score.
Centers across, and they score!
And I start thinking to myself, I wonder if I should go get my shirt, the one that I wear when I watch Kings games. And then I chastise myself, because that's stupid.
Now a loose puck, in front, they score! Yanmark!
All right, so now it's 4-2, and I'm thinking, you know what? What's the downside? I should go get my shirt. What's the downside? Who does it hurt? Maybe it helps a little in some unknown way. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067, your sports superstitions, whether it's your underwear, your socks, your shirt, your lucky hat, whatever it is that you have to do your part. So it's 4-2, and I'm thinking, I'm going to go get my shirt. And then... the Kings go up 5-2. All right, 5-2. That's a huge lead.
Putting his way to the net. They score! 5-3, LA.
All right, 5-3. That's not great. So then I went and got my shirt. I gave in. I know it's dumb. I gave in. I went and got my shirt, and I put it on because maybe they needed my help? Maybe?
McDavid to the net. Centers. They score! With 2:04 left, and it's a 5-4 Kings lead.
5-4. And I'm starting to feel guilty, like, oh my God, why didn't I put my shirt on sooner? Which is a crazy thought. And then...
moving in on the right side, McDavid to the net, shoots, scores! And we are tied at 5.
5-5. And it's likely going to overtime, and it's on me at that point. It's my fault. I let Kings fans down. And then with 41 seconds.
Moore moves in. Moore to the trailer. Danilo shot. Score! Deflected in front. 41 seconds left. And this wild game, game one of this first round series, has the Kings back in front.
I put my shirt on in time, people, and I helped my team. I don't know why I hate myself so much for that, why it's so dumb. But do you have sports superstitions when you watch your Lakers, when you watch your... I know your Dodgers fans have sports superstitions. 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We're talking sports superstitions. What do you got?
My favorite player on the hockey team was number 8, and I have number 8 tattooed on the back of my arm. And anytime he would score, I would rub it after he scored, and he'd always score again.
Is that for Ovechkin?
No, it was for Pavelski. He was number 8 on San Jose Sharks.
Oh, boo, Sharks. Okay, but...
and boo, King.
But it worked? You would rub it and he would score again?
Oh, yeah, it worked on multiple occasions. There was one time he got a hat trick.
You were especially magical that night.
Oh, it was hilarious. There was somebody sitting next to me, and she was wondering why me and my friend kept doing that. She thought it was silly, and then he scored a hat trick. She was like, all right, let me rub it.
You should move that tattoo. This is Kevin Ryder. I am back. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to... Kings are in the playoffs. Hockey time. It's so exciting. And we're talking sports superstitions. What do you have to do to help your team? I used to work with a guy named John Frost who would... freeze when the Lakers made a basket. He would freeze whatever position he was in, even if it was uncomfortable. And he would stay in that position until the other team scored, and then he would be fine and he could move on. But he had to stay in that position to try and help the Lakers score again. That's the crazy lengths that sports fans go to. You have a superstition?
Hey, I got a sports superstition with the Kings.
Let's hear it.
I make my wife go do laundry because in 2012, when the Kings won the Cup... every time she went to do laundry, they scored a goal. So last night, I was throwing socks at her and told her to go in the garage and go do laundry.
And she understood the importance of the game, I hope.
Absolutely. And she did. She went in the garage and we won.
Your wife rules, and she's the reason we won. Tell her thank you.
Absolutely.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, my gosh. I called the wrong time, didn't I?
You calling for MCR?
I was.
My Chemical Romance, we're going to do at 6 o'clock.
My bad. Hey, good to hear your voice again on K-Rock.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. K-Rock, hello.
Is this for My Chemical Romance?
It is not. We're doing that at 6.
Oh, no. Is it Kevin?
It is.
Hi, Kevin. Oh, my God. I missed you so much.
Thank you. That's very nice.
I'll try again at 6. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sports superstition.
Yeah, what do you got?
Temple One. It's probably pretty popular, but I drink lots of beer.
You drink to help the team or to help yourself?
You know, it's a little column A, a little column B. It depends on the situation, but the prescription is always the same.
Beer.
You got it.
I got you. Thank you for calling. Time for People Are Dumb. Israelis flocked in large numbers to the beach over the holiday, sharing the waters with a dozen or more sharks. One video shared by the media showed a shark swimming right up to the bathers in thigh-deep water. One man exclaimed, "What a huge shark!" as the shark approached him. "Whoa! He's coming toward us! Don't move," he implores a boy standing nearby, who replies, "I'm leaving." The man then asks, "What, are you afraid of sharks?" And then the man was attacked by the shark and died. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
Sam?
Sam. Samantha?
Samantha, you are caller 20.
Are you serious?
I am serious. You got tickets. In the pit to see My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my God. This is actually insane. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This is like a dream come true. I've got to tell my best friend.
Time for What's Up with Florida. I talked about this a little earlier. I didn't like the sound of my own voice reading this article. So I have an artificial intelligence woman's voice to read the article for you. This is for you cat owners.
Today we're diving into a question that's left cat owners scratching their heads for far too long. Do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on?
This is a real thing. It's a sixth grader in Florida that came up with this science fair project.
Sounds weird, right? Well, one curious kid decided to use the scientific method to find out, and the results are actually pretty fascinating. We've all been there. Whether you're trying to cook dinner or relaxing on the couch, your feline friend decides to jump up onto whatever surface they can find. And let's be real, it can be a bit gross. But what if we told you that there's actually a science behind why cats do this? It turns out that our furry friends have a unique way of sitting down and standing up that makes them less likely to make contact with every surface. For Keaton's experiment, his mom, Carrie Hyde, applied non-toxic lipstick to their cat's anuses. The results were eye-opening. Long-haired and medium-haired cats made no contact whatsoever with soft or hard surfaces.
Yeah.
But short-haired cats?
What?
Not so lucky.
Mm.
They did make some contact on hard surfaces, but only if they were sitting on a soft surface like a pile of laundry. So what does this mean for cat owners everywhere? Well, it means that if you have a short-haired cat and they're lying on an uneven surface,
you get cat butt. You get cat butt.
Hey, look, everybody! Kevin's back!
Kevin Ryder on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I was wondering when to call in for the My Chem ticket.
Oh, we already did that for today. We're going to do it again tomorrow at 9, noon, 3, and 6.
Okay, thank you.
Lincoln Park on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, stumbling over my words. Happy to be giving out tickets for My Chemical Romance. They were one of my favorite breakfasts of all time. We used to do breakfast with, and we did My Chemical Romance in the old CBS Records building in the bottom basement. And it was one of my favorite breakfasts of all time. And I'm super excited to have My Chemical Romance coming back and touring. And we've got more tickets in the pit for you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.